Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Rick Nabb, live from the National Hurricane Center with our 5 p.m. Eastern Time update on Tropical Storm Karen, which is centered over the south central Gulf of Mexico. Still not terribly well organized, most of the thunderstorm activity and the strongest wind on the eastern side. And the strongest winds are really in the northeastern quadrant. The western half, a lot less convection in thunderstorm activity, and that's where the weaker winds are occurring. We've had Air Force reconnaissance plane investigating the system all afternoon, and based on the data from that aircraft, the intensity of Karen not changed. Maximum winds at 65 miles per hour. The pressure down a little bit, though, just below 1,000 millibars at 999, moving off to the north-northwest still. And it's going to make that gradual turn to the right, and it has a couple more days, roughly speaking, over the Gulf of Mexico before it reaches the northern Gulf Coast. And we have revised some of the watches and warnings. So the main change here at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 Central, is a tropical storm warning now in effect for portions of southeastern Louisiana, but that does not include metropolitan New Orleans or Lake Pontchartrain, which is still under a tropical storm watch. We still have that hurricane watch in effect, but that's been trimmed back a little bit. Goes from Grand Isle, Louisiana, over to west of Destin, Florida, so still includes that tropical storm warning area in southeast Louisiana and the coast of Mississippi, Alabama, and the extreme western portion of the Florida Panhandle. Tropical storm watches on either side of all of that. Again, we are in a situation where we have today and tomorrow to prepare for the effects of Karen. Multiple hazards to deal with, regardless of whether or not this makes it to the northern Gulf Coast as either a tropical storm or a hurricane. It could be near hurricane strength when it gets near the northern Gulf Coast within the next couple of days. We're forecasting it to be at or near hurricane strength tomorrow, but then probably be in a weakening trend as it approaches landfall. But the hazards include not just the wind that a hurricane or even a tropical storm could bring to coastal and some inland areas when it comes ashore, but the water hazards, storm surge and inland flooding due to rainfall. So first with storm surge, you know, just remember back to Debbie in June of 2012. That never got close to becoming a hurricane and still produced storm surge in the west coast of Florida. Likewise, Karen, even if it doesn't become a hurricane and is not a hurricane at landfall, could produce storm surge. Inundation above ground level. This is flooding due to the storm surge from the ocean over normally dry ground could reach in some portions of the coastal areas 2 to 4 feet above ground level. That would be in the area between the mouth of the Mississippi River and through the coastal areas of Mississippi and Alabama over to Mobile Bay. Another area where we could see 2 to 4 feet above ground level would be over in the Apalachee Bay area, the Big Bend of Florida. Elsewhere, northern Gulf Coast, we could see 1 to 2 feet above ground level. So storm surge, while not nearly as high as we would see for a much stronger system or larger system, still could be something you need to prepare for. Pay attention to instructions from local officials. Heavy rains, 4 to 8 inches in some spots, maybe isolated spots could get a foot of rainfall. Inland flooding, always a threat. More to come from the National Hurricane Center over the next couple of days as we prepare for Karen. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.